We call these the Bee Chapels. Welcome to our first Bee Chapel of the school year, as in B-E, as in be still and know that I am God. As I was praying and thinking about this service today, I was thinking we might as well call these the Surrender Chapels. We just run around and around and around. We've got thoughts that just course through our minds, our hearts are racing with anxieties, and it's good to just unplug the band and to have some silence and to be still and to know that He's God. And that, in one sense, is a kind of surrender. So I invite you to surrender in this chapel today. So what we're going to do to start off this chapel is a centering prayer. If you know what a centering prayer is, that's great. If you don't, that's also fine. Basically, prayer helps a lot for if we pay attention to what's happening in our bodies. So if you want to, as best you can, just sit up straight, put your feet on the floor. And what we do when we pray is we don't just listen to our emotions, we also listen to our spirit and the silence. And so what we did last night is we opened our hands. If you wanted to open your hands and lay them on your knees, that's another opportunity for you to demonstrate surrender. So we're going to get a little quiet here, and we're going to sing some songs. We'll have some moments of silence, but we're going to start with this prayer, and I want you to repeat this after me. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that I am.
Be still and know that I am.
Be still and know.
Be still and know.
Be still.
Be still.
Be. So our scripture for meditation today is from John 15, verse 5. Jesus says to us, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. So I'm going to read through that again. And the important thing as we learn to pray the scriptures is to find a word or a couple words or a particular phrase. What the Spirit will do is He will illuminate something. It's almost like He takes a highlighter with our hearts and goes over that word, and we know that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So we listen to the scriptures with our souls to find that food for the day. So listen and find that word. Is it abide? Is it the branches being in the vine? Is it bearing much fruit? So let's listen to this again as we read it. And then we'll have a bit of silence and we'll sing again. Jesus says to us, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. So this next song that we're going to sing is a song we sang last week. And it's got a lot of phrases about how we can pray and when we can pray. And one of the questions we have when we read the text of any song that we sing is, can I live up to that text? We might say, I don't want to sing that. I don't know if I believe that today. I don't know if I feel that today. And I'd encourage you, instead of trying to figure out if you can understand the text, to make it a prayer. God, this is not maybe where I am, but this is where I'd like to be by faith. And so that way we rise into the scriptures, we rise into the text itself. And it's not about us, it's about the God who's transforming us into his image. Amen? Let's consider our verse one more time with just a bit more silence. In the act of surrender, offering ourselves to you that we might abide in you. O three in one, to be one with you. Help us to hear these words from our Savior. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me, those who live in me, those who rest in me, those who love in me, they will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. And now as we go, O Father, would you send us with your Spirit to abide in us and to bear much fruit, that we might abide and rest and love in you and to hope in you this day and this week in your holy name. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.